Hello, this is Aditi Patel, and next to me is Rishi Parikh.
Hi.
And welcome back to our podcast called Tech Hour.
This week, we'll be reviewing the AirPods, AirPods Pro, and AirPods Max. So, I daily drive the AirPods Gen 2 for remote meetings and listening to music and podcasts. So, firstly, only 15 minutes inside the charging case can give people up to 3 hours of usage. Like, that's good for me, because I'm doing my homework, and I'm on school, right? And I lose battery so quickly, which is one thing I don't like about AirPods.
But this is generally, normal earbuds. But yes, if they added more, that'd be good.
Yeah, and so it's automatically charged after 3 hours. And I like that. I mean, it's just quick charging.
Exactly, because, after the 5 minutes breaks after each period, that you can get, a great amount of time.
I know this is a weird thing to compare, but look at iOS 14.2 and 14.3. I mean, look at the battery drainage in the iPhones. Look at it compared to the AirPods. They're just, like, the AirPods, the charging is so nice. I mean, it stays for 3 hours.
That's true. I mean, I think 14.2 was also a battery life one. I mean, they were both bad, but, yeah.
Next, there's automatic ear connection. And I'll tell you how this works for whoever doesn't know. I just put my AirPods in, and there's this bing noise that comes on. And then on my phone, it would say, Rishi's AirPods are connected. And I really like that, because now there's that automatic switching with the laptop. And, like, I have a Mac, so it switches between my phone and my Mac, so I could see
iPad, actually.
Yeah, and yeah. iPad, yeah, of course. Yeah. And it would just say that it switched to the device that I'm now using, which is, I really like what Apple did there. It's really nice.
And they didn't have to, put out a new product. It was just a software update, which is, something that is, a great thing.
Yeah.
That's where Apple beats the competition, because, their software support is just so long. Like iPhone 6S has iOS 14, and iPhone 6S came out so long ago, so
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I believe it was 2014, 2015, even in that time.
Yeah, around there. Well, yeah. Next, there's double tap setup, which allows users to pause, turn on Siri, skip the track, go to the previous track, and you can do this just by tapping your AirPods twice. So let's say you're listening to music or podcast, like you are right now. Now, I would advise you to try this. Go to settings and go to Bluetooth. Then on Bluetooth, select your device, which is the AirPods Gen 2. And there's the I for info on the right side. Press on that. Then there are multiple options. There's double tap. Double tap is the one that you have to go. So press on that. It's like a header that says double tap. And then there's left and right underneath. Then choose the options that I just told you about, which, again, they are Siri, pause, track skip, previous track, and previous track, yeah.
I mean, these are set up by default, but if you want to change them, like, for example, I changed these AirPods from both sides to be,
pause and Siri, I think, right?
No, it's actually for both sides to be noise cancellation transparency. This is for the pros, but, like, I changed one of them to Siri. That's just something I changed from the default. That's something I changed from the default.
Yeah. Okay, so then there's announce messages. This is probably the best
thing. Fantastic, yeah.
Best thing. I have my AirPods on. I'm probably not even listening to anything. Or maybe even if you are listening to something, whatever you keep as Siri, the accent, yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It just announces the messages that you came, like, if you're in a group chat and you have a bunch of your friends or
like, people. For example, let me just, let's say I received a text from Rishi. It would say, Rishi said this in the group. Would that be correct? Right?
It would be the group. Yep.
Because otherwise it would be, indistinguishable. But,
that's amazing. Fantastic. Yeah,
yes.
It's amazing.
But, that's for all of AirPods.
Apple did an amazing job with that. No one can beat them in that.
And was that there in 2016? Or,
I'm not sure. I just got my AirPods recently.
That's true. So. This year, 2020, right?
2020, yep.
Oh, okay. But I don't think that was there.
Yeah, I don't think it was there. I mean, I never knew about it that time.
Yeah.
So
let's go to the next one.
Then there's the H1 chip that allows faster wireless connection and faster pairing with different Apple devices. So before I was saying about the automatic ear connection, how I could switch between my devices. So Adi, you.
Let me take this over. So basically for the pairing, for me, it doesn't really matter because, you know, I don't have a Mac and, you know, the iPad is a family iPad. But for in Rishi's case, right, faster pairing, that would be like for automatic switching. So if he was using his Mac, like washing or doing whatever he does, and then gets a call, you know, it would automatically switch faster than, let's just say, any other competitor, actually.
Like, I could be watching YouTube on my laptop, right? And the second that then I get a call on my phone, right? I just take one look at my phone, then it would just say, Rishi's AirPods connected. Then the YouTube, it would just go from the MacBook speakers, and then I could hear whoever's calling me.
Yeah.
Which is, I think it's really good because you don't have to disconnect, then connect, which is, it's just a hell of work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that was something that was brought in from iOS 14. You know, that was a long overdue feature, but, you know, they finally brought it, and, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, I really, really love it.
Next, speech detecting accelerometers. So, you know, I can take this one.
Yeah.
So, basically, for example, hey Siri, right? I'm sorry, I probably set off someone's phone, but, you know, the accelerometers will detect, it'll obviously listen, but it will also detect and use that as a secondary reference. So it's more confident, you know, to activate Siri. And also, you know, that also helps for calls, you know, or even voice memos, but like even for calls, it helps with, you know, because, you know, whenever you talk, you know, like if you feel the side of your mouth, you know, your jaws are obviously moving and it detects that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a secondary reference. It's not the first, you know, it's not the primary reference, but it's a secondary reference to allow for more confidence.
Yep. And the next thing is, this is not part of the software, this is actually the hardware, and not of the AirPods itself, but its case. So the case is extremely sturdy and it won't break when I drop it. And I am a kid, so I drop it a lot. I have my AirPods in my hand and they literally, I'm just walking and they just fall out of my shorts. And it's a crash on the floor, right? I have to check everywhere, and there's not one scratch. Not one scratch. There's not even a crack or anything. And 15 times I've done it.
So that I'm going to disagree on because, you know, AirPods cases are, you know, it's like an iPhone, right? Now they're getting better with ceramic shield. That's for more scratch resistance. That's for drop resistance, sorry, not scratch resistance. You know, all that stuff is good, but you're still going to put a case on it, right? Most people, I don't know, it was like 85% or whatever, they put a case on their phone. I'm surprised it's not higher, but, you know, we'll continue. And you're still scared, you know, because, you know, phones can break, you know? They have glass on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd still put a case. Like, personally, on my parents' AirPods, they put a case, and they put a case, and it's a nice case, it's a clear case, and, you know, that's just helps with drop resistance.
See, but then the thing is, the AirPods, that wireless case, the wireless charging case, I mean, just the case itself, right?
Yeah.
It is a case. It's made to be stronger. See, the phone is not a case. The phone is a device. The AirPods are the device, and they're put inside a case. So that's why it's harder to break than a phone over, because we have the screen, right? And the screen's going to crack. We know that with any phone.
I mean, but like, you know, that's true. I mean, it kind of sounds funny, a case for a case, but, you know, I think that's necessary in my opinion. But, you know, Rishi, you know, like people who don't think they need a case, don't technically need a case.
Well, so. I'm getting a case anyway. I mean, I need one now.
Oh, you just changed your mind? Yeah.
No, I just need a case. I mean, it just looks better, right?
That's true. I mean, in some cases, I personally like the white more, just the white, you know, the apple white.
Yeah. But see, I engraved my name, so that's another problem. You know,
it's true. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like engraving ruins your resale value, but, you know.
That's true.
But it's not extremely expensive. I mean, it's an expensive product. It's not cheap. I personally don't have a set of AirPods. I have a set of $30 earbuds, but, you know, compared to, like, reselling a car, it's obviously not similar to that. So resale value will be diminished, but not as bad.
Yeah, well, let's hope that someone who buys it now is gonna have the name Rishi.
Yeah, that's funny, actually. Yeah.
And finally, we have audio sharing. So I binge The Mandalorian, and there's a lot of background noise when I'm watching with my friends and family.
Or also another reason is, you know, sometimes I'm a big stickler on this. Like, you know, you don't want to hear the other person what they're watching or listening to. Rather, I just say put on your earbuds or headphones or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and it's really easy to enable audio sharing. All you have to do, go into the Bluetooth section, share audio with the dot 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 next to it. You press on that. Then on the other pair of AirPods that you have, you just have to press the button in the back, the connection button, and just hold on it until the charge signal turns white. And then on your phone, it would show, would you like to connect this pair of AirPods? Say yes, and you're all set.
Yeah, and you know what's so good, which I didn't think about before, and I didn't know, is that you can easily remove it, and it just forgets it, you know? It's very easy.
And you could change the volume on
individual
AirPods, which I really like.
In iOS 13, though, I dislike audio sharing because it didn't really work very well. It didn't, like, connect, and, like, disconnecting was very hard. But iOS 14 completely changed my mind on audio sharing.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. Yeah. I mean, I've been saying fantastic for a lot of features. In this, you know, the first, 12 and a half minutes. But, yeah. So, now for the cons of regular AirPods Gen 2. So,
first, there's the non-adjustable ear tips. See, some people have small ears, some people have big ears. For me, I actually had tiny ears. So I put the AirPods in when I got them in June, and I would run around and they would literally fall off.
Yeah, that's also, you know, you growing, but, you know, that's also about, you know, your cartilage adjusts in your ears.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
But it's still, you should never rely on that because
I've been wearing them for a really long time, and my ears have actually grown a bit, like from the inside, just so that my AirPods can
fit. I mean, these are good, but that's something that we shouldn't really rely on.
Yeah. Well, then we have the wireless charging case not being included. So actually, on the Apple website, it says that the wireless charging case is actually $40 more.
That's a big difference.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Yeah.
But wireless charging it's a big thing.
Right? Before I would think, oh, it's just wireless charging, a small thing. But, you know, with my parents' AirPods Pro, it definitely was great that it was included, you know?
Yeah.
It was very convenient, so.
Yeah. It's always good to have wireless charging just in case no wires are on you.
Yeah, or just, you know, rather. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, that's the end of AirPods. Let's take a small break and
we're gonna go to AirPods Pro after that.
Yep.
And hi, we're back. And we have our guest, Neil.
Hi.
And he's been daily driving the AirPods Pro for how much time? 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
No, around a month.
Oh, okay. Longer than I expected. And longer than I thought. And let me just give it to him to talk about his experience.
Tell us everything you know.
So the AirPods Pro, they're nice. I like the size of them.
Agreed.
The noise cancellation is a little bit iffy because you can still hear a lot of the stuff. But I'm sure that's just some things that Apple can fix in other models of their AirPods. But their noise cancellation isn't the greatest.
That's what me and Ozzy were
actually. Here's the thing, right? In I remember the first one, a month after it came out, the software update actually ruined the noise cancellation. But luckily, they've been fixing it. And what I'm going to tell you is that, you know, the whole point of AirPods, not the whole point, but the AirPods Pro are very good at canceling out constant sound. But, you know, with, you know, different sounds that are inconsistent, such as, you know, talking, that's something that the AirPods Pro struggle with. And that's where over your ear headphones.
And you know what they should do? On the microphones, they should have noise cancellation. Like, and what I mean is, like, we're recording with a phone using AirPods Pro, and we can hear everything that's happening around us, like honking cars outside. Like, it's kind of annoying. And
People talking. Yeah.
Yeah, and then the AirPods don't really cancel that.
Agreed. And that's everything, though, right? That's a that's either a sensitive mic or insensitive mic. Right?
I also like the fact that it's good with transferring between my phone and my iPad.
Oh yeah,
that's very.
Oh,
yeah. I like the new transfer. Transfer. That's honestly, very nice. Also, another thing that is nice is the fact that they can tell when you have both of them in and one of them in, and that adjusts its noise cancellation. Plus, I like everything that Apple has done to optimize battery charging.
So I'm gonna fact check Neil here. So. There's no adjust with noise cancellation in AirPods, which is something I feel like Apple's missing out on. Basically, you know, when you have, unless you have both AirPods in, transparency or noise cancellation won't turn on.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Which is not a bad, or you could activate noise cancellation with one AirPod, but that's in like accessibility settings, which is, you know, I don't really think that's necessary, that's just, you know. Actually, that might help. I just got a thought. That might help for people who have like one bad ear, and they're trying not to, you know, make it damage worse.
Yeah.
I also like a bunch of features that I guess not just they come with every single AirPod edition, but it's when when it connects to your phone and everything, it plays very smoothly. Sort of, it doesn't buffer between switching like. If you want to switch between playing through just your phone or just your AirPods.
Yeah, so that's exactly the help with the H1 chip, you know? And that's a fantastic thing because it's Apple made and it works well with, you know, the A series chips for iPhone. And Let me ask Neil the first question as he is our interviewee, if that's how you say. So, first question, all right? How do you like the fit?
I like it. So I used to use the medium ear tips. So Adi over here told me to try to switch to the small ones. Because the small ones are, he said that they're nicer. So
Small ones are always nicer, yeah.
And a couple of days ago, I switched them to the smaller ear tips. And they have a better fit than the other ones. And the one part I like about ear tips is that you can change them out. So I used to previously own AirPods regular.
Gen 2 or Gen 1?
Gen 1.
Okay. Gen 1, really?
Yes, Gen 1. And, they were Gen 2 actually. Gen 2. And the earwax got into the speakers.
Oh yeah, I go through that every single day.
And that's a very big issue. It's a very, very big issue.
Yeah.
And this one, with the AirPods Pro, the ear tips, it still gets dirty. But it's a lot easier to clean, and it doesn't get in your speakers. That's so much nicer.
There's a net in the tip, so it doesn't go to your speakers.
Yeah, and you
even changing out the tips, the different
you can buy new tips.
You can buy
new tips to change out your tips to have newer ones if you don't want to clean them.
It's true.
Well, which is, that's a waste of money. I mean, you could just clean
them. I mean, it's a little expensive, $4 or something, $3, which is kind of expensive. So
For ear tips, I mean, you could just
three ear tips, Yeah.
And just taking them out and putting them back in, just like switching between.
And it's very, very easy. It's not like magnetic, but the clicking.
Yes, no.
So on and off is very easy.
Yeah,
it's not like you have to take out screws or anything to change it or pop any plates off. No, it's very simple. Just pop on and pop off, and it won't fall off the tips.
So also, you know, this is one thing between the AirPods and AirPods Max. The sound is just fantastic. Like,
yeah, the bass and everything, when I listen to music and stuff, it just sounds really clear and rich music.
Also, the case sounds pretty cool.
But the wireless charging is nice too.
Yeah,
and I'm looking to see if I can have a wireless charger. I mean, the AirPods Pro and wireless charge them into a MagSafe charger. I'm trying. I know. I get it's possible, but I'm trying to look into if that affects your, you know, the AirPods themselves. And one other thing is, in the previous AirPods, there was tap. To change into stuff, but in the newer and the AirPods Pro, it's squeeze and the squeezing
the force touch.
The force touch, in my opinion, is so much better because
not accidental.
And,
exactly.
Yeah, because you can accidentally like hang up a call or something.
Yeah,
I've done that so many times, and I'm assuming Rishi has done that too.
With Gen 2, I mean, I'm on FaceTime calls. I'm just adjusting my ears.
Sometimes
leave the call.
And double click and you leave the call.
Like, or
and I think that's a little annoying. And I mean, you can enable and disable that, but pinching with the ear tips is a lot better.
So, also another scenario which would AirPods Pro would be better in with the force sensor would be that, you know, when I'm skimming through tracks, right? I don't personally use AirPods Pro, but I have something similar to, not AirPods Pro, my apologies, AirPods. So, you know, I get accidental charges between next track, and previous track. So, unfortunately, Neil had to go, so we're going to have to end our interview short. But, I'm going to continue with the AirPods Pro and the pros and cons. So, I started with the good side of AirPods Pro. So, three different ear tips, which is, you know, really good for, the fit. It's, you know.
Personally, that's the best thing about them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one of the best things because...
No, I'm thinking about hardware.
Oh, the hard... I would agree with that. Yeah, I would agree with that. And, you know, what that means is it can fit a lot of people. So, the ear tip fit test is something that is really helpful.
Yeah, and then they made a test, which is nice.
Yeah, the software. They added the software with the hardware.
That's
something extra that Apple did, but, you know, a very good extra. Then next, the biggest thing, AirPods Pro.
Biggest thing.
Active noise cancellation. You know, in 2019, it was a rumor that active noise cancellation was going to come out, you know, with the AirPods Pro, but they did it, which I think that at $250, it should have been there. And I know that Neil said, oh, the noise cancellation's iffy. I would personally disagree. You know why? I mean, yes, I will agree. It does not block out. I mean, it does block out, I know, here's what I'm going to say, right? It doesn't completely block out people's voices.
But it blocks out, like, surrounding noises that come out. Like, if you're in a kitchen, right, listening to something.
Yeah, for example, let me give an example. Today, you know, I was trying it out right before. I've been doing a lot of testing. So, actually, we're recording this a week after, you know, the first part. So, I know that Neil's interview was very echoey, but we went back into a really nice space. And, you know, I did a lot of testing, and I don't know, you know, the fan on top of the stove, you know, that makes some sound. We have an older model, and you know, that was completely blocked out, which I thought was amazing. And,
it's good that you can listen to other people, and while it blocks out other noise. Like, if you have a vacuum going on, it's going to be so annoying to your ears.
Yeah, it's true, but I rather... Yeah, but, you know, that's like all earbuds. So with all earbuds, they're not supposed to be, they're not going to block out, voices and inconsistent sounds, like, great, but they will block them out to a certain extent and may block out constant sound very well. And, you know, with over-ear headphones that are, like, $350, like the Sonys, I don't want to say the entire name because I'm probably going to mess it up, and, you know, and I would expect a lot from them. And, you know, they delivered. They have fantastic. They block out, voices and sounds so well. But, I mean, it's also an over-ear headphones. Over-ear, yeah. And let me just tell you the name, because Rishi is showing me it. Sony WH-1000? Yeah, 1000 XM. 100. 100. 1000. XM4s. So, 100, 1000. Yeah, the name's insane. So, it sounds pretty cool, though. But it's really long. That is what I would expect from them. And definitely 100% AirPods Max. With a $550 price tag, I would expect some fantastic noise cancellation.
But back to AirPods Pro.
Yeah. But even, yeah, better than the AirPods Pro. But even the AirPods Pro next, transparency mode. Apple is actually particularly very good on transparency mode with all the microphones. The transparency mode is so good. So you can basically, if you don't know what transparency is, basically complete opposite of noise cancellation. Basically, whatever the microphones hear on the outside, it will, you know, give it to you on into your ear. And the lag is not distinguishable, so it's real time. Everything's real time. And it's really good. I mean, it's even better on the AirPods Max, but it's so good on the AirPods Pro. I can hear exactly, if my parents are wearing it. I don't have a personal set of AirPods Pro. If my parents are wearing it and they talk to me, they just either pause their music or whatever, and they just hear me. And sometimes, you know, like during a dinner, they just forget to take them off because it was already in transparency. So
yeah, and sometimes the fit of the AirPods Pro, they're so nice. It's like it feels like they're just not there. It's like it's there, but it's not there.
That's exactly, I agree. And then let me tell you something about going on with the fit and how comfortable it is. It's there's a vent system. Can you believe it? That's like really advanced. It's a vent system. I don't know if Richie, you know about it. The vent system, which adjusts pressure.
I don't have AirPods Pro, so yeah, I don't really know.
But like it adjusts pressure from the outside. It lets air in and out, so you don't have the pressure.
Oh, that's cool.
So you see, like right there is like a black, there's a big black girl. You don't want to touch it because you don't want to get the static on the recording. But that's a vent system, which is pretty cool. I mean, it does have a big black grill, but I think that's, you know, fine. I think the look is pretty good.
Nice.
It's a nice short stem, you know, and I mean, short would be nice, but then I wouldn't add anything for the pressure sensor, which I think, as I said in the interview, was very good. Let's go next. This is one of the biggest, let's go to the next one. The biggest one is, not the biggest one, but one of the good, really good software add-ons. This was after the AirPods Pro came out. They announced it at WWDC, Worldwide Developers Conference 2020. Yes, exactly. Spatial audio. So,
basically, the accelerometers inside the AirPod Pros, what it does, it detects where, in exactly which position your head is in. And it, based on that, it makes sure that the sound feels like it's coming from everywhere and not just from your head.
Yeah, basically a surround sound, except from directly, instead of from your direct earbuds.
Yeah.
And also uses the accelerometers to add on to what Rishi said, from your device. So, such as an iPad, iPhone, and I believe Apple TV, but I can't really verify that. So,
yeah.
Next good part of the AirPods Pro are,
inward and outward facing.
Yeah, so that one, I'm going to skip on, because that one we just talked about as the transparency, speech detecting accelerometers. That's something that I explained. It's a kind of a longer explanation that I said in regular AirPods. So just to save time, right? We'll just skip over that. And then I talked about the force sensor, right? Accidental clicks are common, but you know what's so great about AirPods Pro is it's just like a squeeze sensor. So it's just pretty cool.
Yeah, you
cool.
put your
Yeah, like
instead of tapping, yeah, double tap.
Yeah, instead of double tap,
just hold on the.
You squeeze a sensor, yeah, with your with your thumb and
index. It's a hidden sensor, though, right? It's like,
yeah, it's a force sensor, yeah.
Yeah, of course, but yeah. It's like
no, actually, technically, it's a haptic sensor. So you squeeze it, you get a haptic feedback. It's not really like an actual button, I don't believe.
Yeah, no. It's not a button for sure. Yeah. It's like it starts. It's like the ending is at the bottom of the stem.
Yeah, exactly.
And then
it close to the bottom of the stem.
Close
yeah.
Close to the bottom of the stem. Yeah.
Then the H1 chip, or instant pairing, we talked about that. And this is what's good, really good. All right, this is specific to the AirPods Pro. Even the AirPods Max don't have it, and the regular AirPods don't have it. You know, IPX4 water resistance. So that is not, you know, like the iPhone's 30 minutes for 1 meter, you know?
Yeah.
Like 1 meter, you get 30 minutes out of it. This is just for splash resistance and sweat resistance. So maybe if it's raining outside, you can just, you can keep it on, which is something that I think all earbuds and headphones need to have. If you're over maybe $150, which I think, would you agree it should have it? Is that something that you don't really care about? Water resistance?
No.
Not water resistance, like splash resistance.
No.
Your AirPods technically don't have it.
Yeah, know? They don't have it. But yeah. No. I would love to have it.
Yeah, I think $150, I think, is generally, I would say, necessary. You know, and then the AirPods Max, I will talk about how it does not have, you know, IPX4 water resistance, which is, you know, something that I think they should have. Let's continue. So, battery life. This is something that it's pretty good battery life. So, it's 4.5 hours of listening time with the single charge of active noise cancellation. So, and transparency. So, that is pretty good. I think that's really good. You know,
3.5 hours of talk time. That's good.
And then, you know, the fast charging. That's something that's fantastic. You know, I'm starting to think that this is good. Like, this is a good ratio. Don't make the earbuds bigger for battery purposes. Make the case fast charge. Wouldn't you agree? Like,
yeah, because it's a charging case, right? So
yeah, exactly. That's the point. And then with the off, which I wouldn't think anyone should use, you know, the off, which is basically no transparency or no active noise cancellation. It's passive noise cancellation. Basically, it means you're just blocking your ears,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is, you know, not pretty advanced.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just off. You know, your microphone's, your sound quality is pretty terrible with it off.
With all the noise coming around you, yeah.
No, just passive, and just the sound quality is really bad. You know, that's, mm-hmm. that you get, what was that, 5 hours? Yeah.
5 hours, yep.
Which is pretty great. And then...
More than 24 hours of listening time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the case, of course.
Which is... That's amazing.
Pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty
good. Over a day, like, that's...
Yeah, and generally, you know, I would... In my case, I would probably listen to... You know, I don't listen to music, I listen to podcasts. That's why I like podcasts. I would say that I listen to maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours tops of podcasts per day. So that would be fine for me. And, you know, what's so great about the AirPods Pro charging case is that included, it comes with Qi wireless charging.
Yeah, there's an option for the normal, original AirPods, yeah.
Yeah, before I would think, oh, it's not necessary, but when it came with my parents' AirPods Pro, I realized how great it was to have wireless charging. Yeah, so Rishi, do you have wireless charging with yours or no?
Nope, mine's is a...
You have Gen 2, right?
Yeah, Gen 2.
Oh, so you got it.
I got it with my Mac, so I just chose not to get it.
Yeah. Not to spend more money. Yeah,
spend more money.
I mean, yeah.
If you get the free option, why not take it?
Exactly. And then, you know, this is a little thing that AirPods Pro offers. So when it's wirelessly charging, you can tap on the case and it'll tell you red, which is kind of like an orange, really, and orange reddish. Or a green, so a red. So green is like a sufficient charge, and you know red is not. So that's when you kind of know if you don't want to take out your phone and see exactly. But that's pretty good to see on the widgets now. The widgets are pretty cool. You can see
the battery widget.
Yep. Yeah, you can see all your Apple products, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I keep that. Sure.
Actually, you know what's good with Apple? It's not even just the Apple products. It's even earbuds. And the mic performance is pretty good. I think that it's very good. I mean, obviously, it's nothing compared to in our case, right? It's nothing compared to the podcasts, like the Blue Yeti mic or, you know, the other mics.
Yeah.
It's nothing compared to those professional podcasts with the setup.
And we're using AirPod Pros right now.
Yeah, and we're literally recording in a car. So, but, You know, it doesn't sound terrible. I think it sounds very good for calls and video calls and, you know, since we're all working from home, right?
Yeah.
And you use your regular AirPods for...
Regular AirPods for school.
Those sound pretty good, though, right?
Huh?
Those sound pretty good?
The regular AirPods? Yeah, they're good. But see, one thing is, we use Google Meet for school, right? And Google Meet and Mac do not work together.
They do work together. They just are supported, but they just don't work well together.
They work well together. That's what I mean. Yeah. That's the worst thing to do if you're... Google Meet with Mac. That's the worst combination.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me tell you about the shorter stems, which means they're very compact compared to the AirPods. Do you think that the stems are really long on your regular AirPods?
They're long, but I like the look of the regular AirPods.
Really? Okay.
Compared to the Pro. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just... Yeah. That's my opinion, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I really like the hardware of the AirPods Pro.
Yeah, and now we'll go to the cons.
So, firstly, the noise cancellation doesn't block out all the talking. We discussed that.
Yeah.
We know that you can still hear voices.
Right? Yeah. So that generally, as I said, was for all earbuds. But yes, I feel like, you know, an improvement would be nice. But I think it's pretty good for earbuds.
Yeah. And then the worst thing about AirPods, any AirPods at the moment, is to use Find My Phone. I mean, to use like...
Find My app.
Find My AirPods.
Renamed after right? iOS 13, yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's that the charging case has to be open. That, for me, is the worst possible thing because I just lost my AirPods 2 days ago, right? I lost it. I was looking for it everywhere. I used Find My Phone. Find My AirPods, let's call it, right?
Yeah.
And it's... I can't even hear. There's no noise because like, it's not open. Like, it's impossible to leave your case open.
Yeah.
It's always closed. Yeah. Apple, if you're listening to this, please work on it.
I mean, it's also... You know, Samsung support, I just got recommended on YouTube. Like, I just, you know, put in my recommendations. And, you know, it's the same exact thing with the Samsung, with the Galaxy Buds Live. You know? It's the exact same thing. And I understand that, you know, they want to save battery life. Right? If once it's in the case, it puts in a low power mode. There should be some kind of exception, you know, where the it should be able to remotely turn on the AirPods.
But losing...
From the Find My app.
Yeah, but losing and finding your AirPods is a big thing. Because just for battery life, I would waste all my battery life just to find them if I lose them. Like, these are costly.
Agreed. Yeah. So you don't want to lose those. And then, you know, let me just do the last con, which is no volume control. This is where the AirPods, you know... this is where the AirPods and AirPods Max do well. We have volume control. It's a very simple thing. But, it doesn't have it, so...
You can't control the volume.
Yeah, you have to Siri, like, hey, blank, I won't want to put off anyone's... Don't turn on anyone's Siri.
Yeah.
It would... You have to say that, and, you know, that is kind of annoying, because, you know, if you're just, walking somewhere and you're like, hey, blank. And you kind of say, and then raise the
volume. It's kind of awkward. Like, you're just everyone's watching you and you're saying, hey, blank, right?
Yeah, then you have to, like, then you have to, like, from your pocket, like, you know, from the outside of your pocket, like, hit the volume controls, which is, you know, not really ideal.
Yeah.
But do you like the volume control changes on, like, the option to change your volume from
my AirPods?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But do you have that setting on, or?
Actually, I did keep it before, not anymore.
Oh. Yeah, okay. I mean that makes sense for podcasts, right? For music, I feel like that would be a little bit more...
Because you don't have multiple options, right, to choose because what you want to...
There is technically there is a technical international standard for podcast volume. It's, but, you know, we haven't implemented that, and that's something that I don't really know about, so I'm sorry to change your volume after listening to a different podcast. But that is the end of...
AirPods Pro.
Yeah, and... Well, after this break, we will come back and do the AirPods Max. And now we're back for the AirPods Max. So we'll both actually do the pros and cons for AirPods Max.
Yeah.
So let me start with the high fidelity audio, which is, you know, something that I would expect. You know, very high quality audio. Because, you know, let me just give you a backstory on AirPods Max. So, They've been rumored for years, for like a year and a year and a half-ish. And, you know, let me tell you, I was filming, all right, $350, right? Same thing as the Sony, you know, headphones. But they come out, and guess what they are? $550 for headphones.
Apple's pricing.
It's the Apple tax, but like I think the iPhone, the base iPhone is pretty good price. You know, I would say that's a pretty good price. But you know, $550 compared to the $350 Sony's is a lot, because the Sony is the industry leader for noise cancellation.
Yeah. So, and then the Sony's are so good, and like they're both competitors, but they have this.
Like, I mean, technically, people are buying it because it is like the Apple ecosystem.
Yeah, but the Apple has to step up their game. I mean, they can't just price everything.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, let me tell you, like, if it was $400, that would be understandable, right? I would still, if I was thinking of going, I'm not thinking of going for any kind of headphones, but if I was thinking for going in headphones, and it was $400, $50 more than the Sony's, then I would be like, okay, you know what? $50, I think that's worth it for the Apple ecosystem.
Yeah, for Apple, I would say $50.
Yeah, for the H1, it has
but
the
then 500, a whooping 500.
Yeah, it's insane. It's ridiculous. So, I mean, I think that, you know, that's a con, but we'll get to the cons afterwards. Huh? So, you know, active noise cancellation and transparency, right?
We talked about that.
Yeah, but it's extreme high quality. And I would give it to Apple, right? It's extreme high quality.
Apple is everything high quality, I'm going to say. Not that other companies don't. There are many companies that do.
Very high quality. Yeah, Sony is a very high quality. But they actually did really good for noise cancellation. They're like right at the Sony level, or maybe a little bit above. I mean, I don't have the product. I'll be honest. I don't have the product.
We don't have any.
I know. I had the my parents. I was testing the AirPods Pro. My parents' AirPods Pro. I don't have a personal set. And then Rishi, right, you were doing the regular AirPods, you know, but you were doing it for, you actually did more extensive testing, right? Because you've been using it for a while for school and everything.
Yeah, since July, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and so we can't really do, we're going off with other people, but, you know, the big tech reviewers, I don't want to just say their names. We just don't want to get any kind of copyright read, just in case, you know, wouldn't you agree? They say it's very good noise cancellation, and the transparency is crystal clear. I mean, I would say it's crystal clear on the AirPods Pro, but the other thing is even more crystal clear, like 100% crystal clear, exact.
For
On the AirPods Max, which I expect for you know, $300 more compared to the AirPods Pro to the AirPods Max.
The price tag,
if it was $400, great. I would rate it pretty well, right? But here's the real comparison that tech reviewers are doing, right? So, there are some industry-grade headphones that are, like, in the $1,000 range.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are the industry standard. And comparing to that, yes, all right? The industry standards are wired headphones that are very heavy, and they look pretty terrible. And compared to that, yes, the AirPods Max for half the price-ish, in most scenarios, or even less than half the price, they are wireless, low latency, and they look pretty awesome. I like the look of these AirPods. I like the look of the AirPods, you know, when they're on someone's head.
You know what I gotta say? They should include the wire. Like, just...
Oh, yeah.
They should include a port for the wire, inside the headphones.
Yeah, there is actually a port, but you have to pay.
You have to pay for that.
It's a lightning cable, you know, what we use for our phones. Still think it should go to USB-C. To the 3.5mm aux headphone jack.
Ridiculous.
So $35. Like, on top of the
$550.
Exactly. That's insane. I think that that should be included.
$550 is the type of money that should be used on like premium type of things, but why?
Maybe a phone.
This is the base AirPods Max, and you're pricing it. Ugh, ridiculous.
I mean, no, there's no base. I think AirPods Max, there shouldn't be like a But I think in 3 years, there's going to be a lesser AirPods Max, if you know what I mean. You know, I think, you know, HomePod and then HomePod Mini, because HomePod was sounded fantastic, but it was so expensive, you know. But then they got HomePod Mini for $250 less, you know.
Yeah, $99.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to AirPods.
So that's something. Spatial audio, we talked about. Design, as I said, looks very good, you know. And the fit is very good. The top strap on the top for your head, you know, the head strap, it's very good. The mesh and everything, it distributes the weight pretty well. And the telescopic arms are so nice. You know,
I saw that.
Yeah, those are so nice. They look so good, and they're pretty hard. They're not hard, but you need some force to pull them out, which adds some premiumness.
What's funny? We don't actually test out these products.
Yeah, exactly.
We use the AR feature that they give us on the Apple website.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, we don't even have the thing, but you know, it looks really good. And let me tell you, it has head detection. Which helps with, you know, once you take it off. This is all AirPods, but, you know, if they have it on here. We didn't have it on the XM3s, which was last year's Sony product. Head detection. So if you take it off, it pauses, which I think is really good. You know, that's pretty important. And they added it to AirPods Max, which is 100% should have been there. And it is there. But if it was not, then, you know... If it was not, then that would be really, really bad. Next pro for the AirPods Max, the next good part for the AirPods Max is 8 microphones, which help for noise cancellation. But what it really helps with is the transparency, because, you know, 8 microphones, very good.
That's a lot, yep.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, quantity does not equal quality, but in this case, it does.
Yeah.
And then next... we have the 2 H1 chips, one in each ear cup. So I think that the second one is a little unnecessary, but, you know, I won't say that's unnecessary. I think that's something that Apple would need to explain why they have 2 in them. Maybe one of them's for, like, and one of them is, one is each in each ear cup, so maybe, like, but it doesn't disconnect when you put it on your ear. Like, let's say you put one on, one off or something. It doesn't disconnect, like, one ear cup on
How do you take just one off anyway, right?
I mean, you just pull it back.
Put it on your cheek or
something. Yeah, or not, pull it back of your, like, close to your, like, right behind your ear. But it wouldn't disconnect it, so I don't really know exactly.
And you're still listening, right? So.
Yeah, then, you know, Rishi could talk about the Digital Crown, right?
Yeah, it offers haptic feedback when you change volume, and...
The haptic feedback is so good.
Yeah.
You know, it's like it's not like the Series 3 Apple Watch with the Digital Crown. Like, you know, my Apple Watch, you know, I have the Series 3 from 2017. Whenever I go through it, it doesn't give me any kind of haptic feedback. While my mom's Series 4, or the SE, or the Series 5 and Series 6, you know, the 4 new Apple Watches, you know, including Series 4, they have haptic feedback in the Digital Crown, which is so premium. It feels so premium. Right, that's one of a big difference, I would say. But since it's not an Apple Watch episode, so I won't continue. But basically, yeah, it had the same basically Digital Crown as the 4 newer Apple Watches from them.
Then again, there are no touch sensors. We said it's good.
No touch sensors. Yeah, exactly.
It's a push.
Yeah, but it's not the push actually. The Sony actually has the touch sensors, which I think is not as good as. AirPods Max.
To the pros. Oops.
Yeah, as what the Max has. The Max has the button on the top.
There's a button?
Yeah, right in front of the top.
Well, I didn't see that part.
Yeah, there's a button. And the button and the volume control, right? The button is for just press on it for a switch between active noise cancellation and
transparency.
Yeah, just to confirm, just to clear up the confusion, it's a button for AirPods Max. And then, now to the cons. Rich, you want to take the cons?
Yeah. So first, there's the price tag we've been discussing.
Yeah, we've been ranting
the whole time.
Exactly.
About them.
Agreed.
The yeah. Then the battery life. The battery life is not as good as the Sony's, whatever the name is. Yeah, the Sony's, right?
Yeah.
So the AirPods Max have 20 hours.
Which is pretty great. Time. It's not, I mean, it's pretty good, but I think that's pretty good.
20 hours is good.
Yes.
I like that. But the Sony's have 30 hours. 10 hours is a big difference. They did something better than Apple there.
But, you know, also, you know, it could be that, you know, maybe all the features take up more battery life. So maybe in some cases, you know, rather sacrifice battery life for features. But,
yeah. Now, this is the worst con, which there's so many memes about, so many, like, jokes on. But
The case,
it literally looks like a purse.
Yeah.
First of all, the case is just, it's just so bad. Yeah. It's like, there's no protection.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
At all.
So adding on to what Rishi said, the case, when you put it on, it doesn't give, it basically is very minor protection to,
No protection at all.
I mean, there's protection, I won't say that, but it's very minor protection, or very little protection. And then the most delicate part, Russell is very well built, alright? I'll give them that, alright? It's very well built. But the top, the you know, I talked about the head strap with the mesh, that's not protected by the case. And I'm gonna give it back to Rishi.
Let's compare it to the Beats headphones. The Beats headphones actually have a case.
Yeah.
It's not...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they have a case that you can actually put it in and zip it up.
Agreed, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. However, just yesterday, when I was, you know, prepping, finishing the preparations for this episode, you know, I watched a video in where they're talking about third-party case. Third-party case finally came out.
Really?
It finally came out. I was actually excited to see it. It looks exactly like a Beats one. You put it right in. And you know the magnets to put it in low-power mode? They included the magnets so that it can, like, you know, it's not tricking it into putting it into low power mode for turning off, right?
Yeah.
It's just, you know, the way to do it, right? Because there's no power button, which is something that I feel like should have been there. But, you know, that's something you could do with a software update with the button, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's pretty good. And it completely protects everything.
Yeah.
And then, Rich, you want to go to the next,
Tom? Yeah, so then there's better noise cancellation in the AirPods Max, but the problem is that it's only a bit better, but it's $200 more. $200 is
You could probably, I mean, you can't get a full AirPods Pro set, but maybe a discounted one, maybe, or you know, from somewhere else, you know, third party.
Yeah. But $200, that's too much.
$200 more, yeah, $550, yeah. Which is,
yeah,
as I said, insane, all right? And the last one, all right? I want to say that. First, I'll talk about the random placement for the holes and slits for the microphone. It's a smaller thing. I think that's okay, but, you know, there's some random. It's not a random placement, but it's a kind of everywhere, the slits and microphones. But that's okay, because I feel like there should be microphones in different spots, not just the front.
I have a question. I don't know if I caught on this.
Yeah.
But there are the left and right signs on the...
L&R. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, the L&R, right?
Yeah, yep. And then lastly, this is pretty much the one thing after the insane price tag and you being okay with the case. This is something that's pretty much almost undeniable. It weighs so much.
1 pound.
Yeah, exactly.
1 whole pound. That could make a dent in my head.
That's not necessarily true, but,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, but it's weighs so much. I mean, it does transfer weight really well with the mesh on the top, but the whole reason it weighs so much is because of the metal. It's built extremely well.
The quality there, of the so build, premium. The hardware, yep. The way that everything was put together, it's so precise, you know. Yeah. it's really nice. I really like
That's build quality, but it's just generally like the materials. It's a metal telescopic arm, you know, which is really good.
Arms.
You know, that's really good. It's like a little, you have to have some kind of force to do it, which, you know, adds some premiumness, which is, I don't know if I said that before, but that's pretty good. And that concludes our AirPods comparison.
Yeah,
this is our first episode, our first actual episode.
And so, to end this all off, I'm going to tell you that out of these three AirPods, I recommend the AirPods Pro.
Agreed. AirPods Pro. It has the I mean, it's the price tag is $250. It's not cheap, but it's compared to everything else for the value, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah.
And, you know,
when you look at someone, it looks really nice. The AirPods Pro, they fit nice, look nice, price tag's nice.
Yeah.
Everything is
and good. Also, let me just tell you as a disclaimer, for full, you know, honesty, after, you know, this has been recorded a week later after, and, you know, for the first 20 minutes, I was thinking, you know, so many times, every 30 seconds, and I realized that's obnoxious, but that's something that I, you know, kept out.
And also the quality of the
interview was pretty not good, but, you know, we went back to original recording studio, which is not a studio, it's a car, yeah. It's a car, which we put a... Yeah, exactly. We should really put a blanket right behind us, too.
Yeah.
Make it like a, you know, kind of, like, halved off the car.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean. And then... And next episode, we have a guest, a full-time episode guest.
We're not going to say who it is.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for the next episode.
And it's going to be... You know, let me just give it for interest, to interest people, and for information. We're doing an iPad comparison. And then soon, don't worry, soon we'll do some tech news stuff.
It's not all Apple. It's going to be other products, too.
Yes. Tech Hour is prepped by me and Rishi, recorded by me and Rishi. We use AirPods Pro for our mic. We use a car for recording. And our music is through GarageBand. And recording is through GarageBand.
Yep.
Thank you.